Seder. Beis Levi, Parshas Miketz, has two very interesting ideas of, I would call them Ashkafin, Amunah, or Bitachon, as in what it is that we're supposed to believe. One is, I think, a rather well-known idea. I don't know that people know that it's the Beis Levi, but it's a more commonly given answer. And one I found to be more of a rare idea. I don't know that it's more of a Chiddush. I'm not a judge of it. Just since I've heard the first answer more, so then I think it's common, so it's less of a Chiddush. But maybe everybody who said it from him, and it was a greater Chiddush. So I'm not going to judge. But all I know is, to me, it was more of a Chiddush, because I had an idea I hadn't heard as much. So two ideas. When it comes to Yosef being in the... Yosef's... This parsha starts. Yosef's in prison, and the Sar Mashkim forgot him. And Yosef, by the way, had said to them, "You know, listen, when you get out there, remember me." And the parsha ends that he didn't remember him; he forgot him. As he says that he got punished for it. Right, Chosar Bitachon. He got punished for it. So everyone says, "Well, what was Chosar Bitachon?" He said, "Remember me." What was he supposed to do? Are we not allowed to do Ishtadlus? So the Beis Halevi says, no, of course we're allowed to do Ishtadlus, and everybody's allowed to do Ishtadlus. But there's a certain level of Ishtadlus and Bitachon that a person's have based on his each individual person's Madrega. And there's the level when a person's on a very high Madrega of Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the level of Ishtadlus he's supposed to be doing is much less. A different person who does this more Ishtadlus than him won't be judged for it. It is totally fine for him to do that much Ishtadlus because he doesn't have that Bitachon. So one person to, I don't know, invest in so many things and work 20 hours a day in order to make his parnasa is different than this tzaddik who has incredible Bitachon. For him, just working one hour a day, let's say, and Kaddish Baruch will take care of him, God will provide. So then everybody has on their different madriga exactly how much they're supposed to do. If the Chas HaShalom, they're sick, how many doctors are they supposed to see? You know, second opinion, third opinion, fourth, or, you know, at a certain point it's in God's hands, meaning everybody has their madriga they're on. And he's saying, on Yosef HaTzadik's madriga, if Yosef on his level, those two extra words were too much. So that's the Beis Halevi's first idea. And that's why he says that in fact, at Yosef's level, it wasn't even a request. It was his prediction. He says, you're going to get out of here, ki'im zechardani d'chacha, and you'll mention me. Right. In other words, he wasn't saying, mention me. Yosef knew he's on the Madriga. But even that much, on his Madriga, Kaddish Baruch Hu is dan tzadikim kichud asara. He judges them down to the smallest hair breadth, because they're really on a high Madriga. So they should be able to know that he shouldn't have even done that. Leave it fully in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. He's on the Madriga. If you or I were in, I'm not speaking for you, if I were in that exact same situation that he was, and I did the same thing, I would not be punished. I wouldn't get two extra years of that, because on my Madriga, I'm able to, you know, there's no problem for me saying, hey, you know, you have connections, you're going to be out of here, remember me, help me out, try to help me out of this situation. But on Yosef HaTzadik's Madriga, Gevalt, those two extra words were resulted in two more years in prison as a punishment. So that's the first idea of the Beis Halevi, which sort of explains that Medrash, because the Medrash is Medrash. Rashi quotes, everybody knows that Medrash. And what, we're not supposed to, he did something so bad, he mentioned something? So okay, for the rest of us who are worried about that, so the answer is no, he did nothing wrong. On a Yosef HaTzadik level, he did something wrong. That was the first idea of Ashkafa and Emunah and Bitachon from the Beis Halevi. The second idea the Beis Halevi says is you might get the impression, you read the Pasuk, Vayhimi, I put it on the top of the page, Vayhimi kitch natayim yamim ufara choleim v'inei omed al yor. It's at the end of those 2 years. What's Mekedesh Natayim Yamim? He's been in prison 12 years. It's the end of those 2 years that he remembers. By the way, that's the 2 years, that's what Rashi mentions, that it was the punishment. But at the end of the 2 years, Paro had a dream. So he said, you might understand this puzzle, you might understand this story. Paro had a dream, and Yosef was able to interpret it, and therefore Yosef got out of prison. So Beis Halevi says, no, you're misreading this pasuk. Vayhimi kitch natayim yamim, it's because the 2 years ended up, were ending. Yosef had been in prison for those 2 years that were punishment, therefore Paro had a dream. It's not at the end of 2 years Paro had a dream. Why did Paro have a dream right then? Because it was the time for Yosef to come out of prison. That's what the Beis Halevi says. In other words, you know, a person gets rich. What does he do? He invests in, all of a sudden oranges get to be expensive. And right beforehand, he bought a big stock of oranges and he sells the oranges. Whatever, you know, in our days, commodity, gold, whatever it is. He invests in that currency, and that currency all of a sudden goes up or down. And So what happened? So you'd say, he got rich because he made the right choice. He invested in that currency, he invested in that commodity, and its price went up, and now he's rich. So basically, he says, no. He was supposed to get rich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was rewarding him, you know, he's a tzaddik, whatever the circumstances, maybe it's a nisayon, who knows, whatever the circumstances, this person is nitzar, he's supposed to get rich. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, was mesavev, that he should invest in this item, and then after he did that, its price went up. So therefore, you might have said Paro's dream is the reason he got out of prison, because Paro had a dream that he couldn't solve, doesn't be able to solve it, Yosef got out of prison. So he says, no, fakert, the opposite. Yosef needed to get out of prison, so Paro had a dream he couldn't solve. This person was supposed to get rich, so Hashem made the thing that he invested in go up in value. Your house, all of a sudden, the neighborhood, the market, whatever your investment was, went up in value because you were supposed to. So that's a perspective that we're supposed to have in all our affairs. That's what the Beis HaLevi is saying. Not only those in Yosef at Tzadik's level. All of us, we're supposed to be loving. In other words, it's not that I made the right decision and therefore I got rich. I got rich because the Kaddish Baruch Hu said my schuyos, whatever, were worthy of me being able to get rich, given that getting rich is a good thing, let's say. So I was, and therefore, Kaddish Baruch Hu gave me the wisdom, the opportunity to make the right decision. There are 100 things a day that I could be buying. I could be buying something right now. I'm not buying most things. But somehow, in a certain set of circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, influences my decision. You know, it's hot out today, so I decide to buy something cold. You know, he makes the circumstances such that I'll do something, and then with my investment, my decision making, he will give me the appropriate response that's supposed to happen. Rich, poor, you know, got in trouble because it's illegal now. Who knows? Whatever is supposed to happen is happening because of my zchuyos, not because of that decision that he has caused me to make. So therefore, it's nigzar alav shirviach akein nistaviv shiknesarzo. Hashem wanted him to make a profit. Therefore, Hashem set up the circumstances so that he would buy that merchandise. And so too, that's our pasuk. Vayimi kitch natan yamin, because 2 years were up. Ufaro cholim. Paro had his dream because Yosef's 2 years were up. And not Yosef's 2 years were up, and then he happened to have had a dream at that point. The reason Paro had a dream that needed to be solved right then was because Hashem is making the circumstances for Yosef to get out of prison then, because Yosef is supposed to get out of prison right down to that point. So we have to really be looking at all the parts of our life, parts of the world, everything that's happening in the world is really being arranged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we have that sensitivity, the Beis HaLevi points out on this pasuk, so then we'll be able to see the Yad Hashem in everything we do.